WBEZ is supported by Rivian. Off-road electric Joyride ride-alongs are available in downtown Chicago in a Rivian truck or SUV from September 19th to the 21st at the corner of East Illinois and North Michigan. Plus, a chance to win a two-night stay at a luxury Chicago hotel. Terms apply. No purchase necessary. Entry period is September 12th through the 21st. Must be 21 to enter. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. Visit Rivian.com/Chicago Sweepstakes to enter.
I'm your host, Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Now, I have had this debate a few times before, and it's only intensified now that my kids are old enough to attend festivals and concerts. And what I hear from them and other folks is, hey, what does it matter to you if people want to whip out their cell phones and record the entire concert? Let them enjoy the show. Point taken. But here's the thing. When somebody holds their phone up in my eyeline during the concert, that ruins my ability to enjoy the show. Please tell me I'm not the only one who feels this way. And with Lollapalooza starting today, our WBEZ colleagues think it's the perfect time to share some concert etiquette reminders. So in this conversation, our guests will bring you up to speed on everything Lolla, on and off the Grant Park stage. And don't worry, if Lollapalooza is not your thing, we'll have you covered with things to do instead. Plus, we'll get tips on how to be a good concert goer and hear some of your pet peeves while out enjoying live music performances. At the table was Sophie Hernandez-Simeonidis, WBEZ's Arts and Culture digital producer. Ambar Colon, Chicago Sun-Times Arts and Culture reporter. And we began with their overall thoughts on Lolla. Ambar kicked things off.
I have a love-hate relationship with Lollapalooza.
Don't we all?
Yes. I hate the traffic and chaos that it brings downtown, but I love being able to attend. And every year I walk away with a new artist that I can add to my library of
music. True, yeah.
So that's always great.
That is very good. Sophie, what about your experience with Lolla? Are you a big Lolla fan or?
I've actually never been to Lollapalooza before, but I
joined the club.
I was a big Warped Tour kid growing up. I used to go every year when I was a teenager. So I really feel like I've gotten the festival-ness out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love watching the coverage around Lollapalooza, like seeing Chapel Roan perform last year and the crowds that she brought.
That was so special.
Crazy to watch from like a social media standpoint, because you got to see these drones like over this ginormous crowd that she attracted. It was really amazing to see.
Yeah. Now, my Lolla experience goes as far as just my kids. They've been, one daughter's been twice, the other went once, and they completely lost their minds. Last year, they went together. And that was pretty cool to watch as a parent. And also for safety, I was actually really, really happy that they were together as part of their, you know, larger crew of friends. You've been going since, what, 2019, Ambar?
Yes. The first ever Lollapalooza that I went to was 2019. I went with my cousins, which was a great experience.
A family affair.
Yes.
That's nice.
We went specifically to see headliner J Balvin that year.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
And he made history that year as the first Latino to ever headline Lollapalooza. And I loved my experience so much that I think I went like Saturday and then found a wristband for Sunday too.
A wristband?
I bought one.
Oh, okay.
I didn't find one. That would have been great.
Please teach me your ways.
But that next day I got to see Rosalia, who she has blown up in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande was headlining and she was incredible. So yeah, I love Lollapalooza.
Yeah. This year, do you know who we've got as a lineup?
Yes, we've got Tyler, the Creator, who canceled last year, so he's coming back. Putting on a special show.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, Korn.
Okay, Korn.
Yes.
So what year is this?
Right. We've got Luke Combs too. So I feel like there's a little bit of something for everybody. You've got the pop, the rock, the
mm-hmm.
country. There's some rappers and hip hop artists.
Yeah, ASAP Rocky is a big draw for Sunday. That's for
Correct.
Sure. And the ones my daughter wanted to see, but they didn't get tickets this year. Sorry, girls. Sorry, you'll have to be home on the couch with me. Tips on how to handle Lollapalooza in this weather. I mean, we've had some super hot days lately, Sophie. I know you've been you've been out there. Is it going to be quite as hot as the days that we've just recently seen?
Thankfully not.
Because
yes,
that was a lot. We got way up into the 90s there at one point.
Yes. I feel like every day I was just sweating out my hair, my makeup.
Yeah.
But no, thankfully this weekend will be a little cooler. It's in like the mid-70s,
I
want to say.
Oh, that's kind of perfect.
Yes. It makes it easier to like dress up. And I always tell people, stay hydrated. Like stay, keep your skin hydrated. Mm-hmm. So sunscreen, water,
yes.
Chapstick, whatever you can do to stay moist, I guess.
What do you recommend as the best ways to get there?
Definitely public transportation if you're coming from the suburbs or maybe a part of the city that has a metro station. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend taking that. It'll drop you off at Union and there's several buses. Or you can walk. I always like walking.
Yeah.
You're going to do a lot of walking throughout the day anyway.
I mean, when the weather's low to mid-70s, why not?
Yes.
Right? You dress for it and you make it a time, yes. Right? Sophie, you wrote a piece up on our website right now, wbez.org. It's about concert etiquette. My favorite topic.
This is a rant I've had for like 4 years in my brain.
Girl, listen. I mean, it's led to a heated discussion among just the Reset team just about how to act. This morning in our meeting, I think this conversation hijacked the rest of what we were supposed to talk about. What prompted the story for you?
So in October, I went and saw singer Claro at the Salt Shed. I was so excited. I loved the album she released last year, Charm. Please go listen to it. It's amazing. So I went to see her on night two at the Salt Shed, and the vibe was just so off in a way I've never seen before at a concert. People were just standing completely still on their phones the entire time, having really loud conversations throughout the entire concert.
What gives?
It was so strange. And the entire time, Clara was on stage saying, "Hey guys, can you please dance?"
Oh my gosh, the artist called it out?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
And no one really started moving and grooving until the very last song. And I was there with my partner, and we were dancing the entire time. We were having the time of our lives. She's a great performer, puts mm-hmm. on an amazing show. Mm-hmm. This is no shade to her whatsoever. But people looked at us like they were embarrassed for us.
Like you were the weird ones.
Exactly.
Having fun.
Yeah.
At a concert.
Can you imagine?
Ambar, any similar story for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think... For me, there's a lot of things that others do at concerts that annoy me. Phones, tall people,
yes.
Especially. I'm like 5'3".
Same.
So if somebody stands in front of me, then I can no longer see the
We're
stage.
The same height. Yeah. And that's been a recurring problem for me. And I'm like, is it me? Do I just keep picking the wrong sections? And I remember going to Beyonce's Renaissance tour a couple mm-hmm. years ago. And there was a group of four girls to my right who were busting out full-on choreography. And I mean, I'm all about, like, what you just described, Sophie, you mm-hmm. and your partner getting down to Claro. But I mean, like, the 5, 6, 7, 8, like, on stage type of choreography at the concert in these tight, squishy rows. I had no room. I couldn't do anything.
They had to put on a drill team performance.
It's like, we were too high up. Beyonce's not going to see you. You're
exactly.
not going to get discovered. So what is your usual vibe at a concert? Are you the dancer? Sophie, are you the one filming? Are you singing along?
I definitely try to go off of what the artist is kind of putting out there for the audience.
Okay.
I find that like the reason why I don't love using my phone during a concert is because it is putting a physical barrier between you and the artist. It's a really mutual beneficial relationship that an audience and an artist have because like they're each receiving energy from the other.
Right.
So if an artist is like really passionate, like really into the performance, I know that I can sing along. But if it's more of like a quiet acoustic, like I know to kind of keep to myself, be a little bit more quiet so everyone can hear.
Yes.
It really does depend on like what the artist is dictating. And I do think that like phones pose a barrier to that.
Yeah. You put this question out to other Chicagoans. Right, Sophie, about their concert pet peeves. Were you hearing some of the similar things that we've been bringing up?
Oh, absolutely. So I texted the things to do text subscriber list, which you can sign up for by texting WBEZ to 872-210-5562. I sent out a text a couple of weeks ago to everyone who's subscribed to that text list and said, hey, very curious, what are your rules for concert etiquette? And do you think concert etiquette even exists anymore? And I got dozens of responses.
Oh, I bet.
The number one culprit, the phones. Like, people are sick of seeing phones mm-hmm. everywhere during a concert. Another huge pet peeve that people noticed was loud conversations that people were having during a show.
Yes.
Because why are we talking when a performance is going on?
Right.
Like, we're all here for the music. We want to listen.
Right. What's so important?
Exactly. And then another one that I was kind of intrigued by was the amount of smoking happening at indoor concerts.
Ooh. Yes.
That was one I wasn't really expecting.
That's
but
a pain.
Exactly. But it's like both with like cigarettes, weed, vaping is a really big one. And like people were really not happy with the amount of smoking happening.
Yeah. So before we help out our folks listening who are like, listen, I'm not doing Lala. What else is out there? Umbar, I know that there are some Lala after shows that folks can check out.
Correct.
What should we know?
I don't know off the top of my head about all of them, but there's quite a few. I know that there's a lot of Lala pop-ups happening as well.
So outside of being in Grand Park,
yes.
You can catch other,
yes.
So, other performances.
And you can get into those after shows without having the wristband. You can buy a separate ticket online.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to be out all day, sweaty, and then go to an after show, you can, you know, chill out at home, get
yes.
ready for the concert, and then head out.
And what's super special about Lala, too, is that we always have amazing Chicago talent gracing the stage, right? This year, we've got local bands, we've got DJs. I think DJ Heather is literally on the stage right now as we speak. Any Chicagoans that you guys love that are on the lineup this year?
I know Clarice, who actually did an interview with Vocalo here recently, is performing tomorrow, and she has some super fun pop that's definitely worth listening to.
Love that. So if Lala is not your thing, music performances happen virtually every weekend in the city. Talk to us about some upcoming events in the coming weeks that are on your radar, like if you want to have a musical summer, but Lala isn't it.
Ooh, I have a few recommendations, actually. If you are like a musical theater person and want to like experience some really cool musical theater, I'm seeing Amelie at the Chopin Theater this weekend. They have their official opening on Saturday. It's based on the French movie. They're basically turning the basement of the Chopin into like this really lush French bistro vibe. Mm. So I'm really excited to see that. And then also, if you are interested in free stuff, there's the Grant Park Music Festival that happens pretty much every week throughout the summer. This weekend, Janae Bridges will be at the Harris Theater, and she is like an amazing Tiny Desk. She is a beautiful opera singer. Highly recommend checking that out.
Lovely. And of course, the Chicago area has got a lot to offer, so we actually asked some folks right here in our WBEZ newsroom what they would recommend if they do not want to go down to Grant Park and they want to avoid the crowd. So here's what our colleagues had to say.
Hey, this is Alex Keefe. I'm an editor at WBEZ. And the thing I recommend that you do instead of going to Lollapalooza, if you don't want to this weekend, is to go check out the Bristol Renaissance Fair.
Hey, this is Micah. I'm a producer on Reset. And if you're looking for alternatives to Lollapalooza, but you still want some music, I'd recommend checking out Chicago's many groups and collectives that throw their own parties and events throughout the city.
Hi, my name is Gina, and I am one of the WBEZ Reset interns. This summer, I have been trying to take myself out on solo dates and go to a bunch of the vintage fests that are happening around town.
This is in Bristol, Wisconsin, right over the border with Illinois. It's like, I don't know, an hour plus away from Chicago. And it is just the coolest, most Olympic-level people-watching space that you can imagine. Of course, it is a Renaissance fair, one of the biggest in the country. So there are turkey legs, there's jousting, there are bodices aplenty. But also, it has become this like big safe space for anyone who wants to dress up like anything they can think of, whether it's like a Pokemon or like an anime character or anything, reenactors of all sorts. It is so fun. It is so fun to take kids and families to. There's tons of food. Most of it's deep fried. It is a sight to be seen if you've never been there. It's one of the summer in the Midwest must-dos.
A few groups come to mind. I'm thinking of the Lee Collective, Here and There, Green Machine, Synchronized Swimming, Brunch Locks, and Global Currency, who we've had on the show before. I will say I don't frequent a music festival, mostly because there are so many people, and I like to enjoy the music in a more intimate setting. And you can definitely do that at any one of these folks' parties. I know the Lee Collective is throwing a party at Smoke and Mirrors on August 16th called Xiao Mei. And also on August 16th, Synchronized Swimming and Brunch Locks are collaborating together to throw a vinyl-only pool party on the roof of the Roby.
I recently went to the Vintage Fest in Fulton Market where I got some cute skirts, and there was a ton of really cool stands with vendors that had jewelry and clothes and sports jerseys, and it's overall just a good time to be outside and see all the people and shop around. Even though I'm not going to Lala, I'm excited to use the money that I got back from the ticket I sold and spend it on some cute clothes.
Love that. Great recommendations there. So we heard Renaissance Fair, smaller music collectives, vintage fests. We also talked to some other newsroom colleagues who mentioned Chicago's movies in the parks. Brookfield Zoo as a great place to go. Farmers markets. Yes, farmers markets. Indiana Dunes. So a lot of cool options for folks to enjoy this weekend with that 70-degree weather, right, Sophie and Umbar?
Mm-hmm.
Anything stand out to you too?
I love a free movie in the park.
Yeah.
Love a free movie in the park.
I'm a rooftop cinema girl. Mm-hmm. Love it. All right, we'll leave it there. Sophie Hernandez Simeonides is WBEZ's Arts and Culture digital producer, and Umbar Colon is Chicago Sun-Times Arts and Culture reporter. Thank you both.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Micah Yasin and Meha Ahmed, and Micah mixed the episode. If you liked this conversation and you want to be in the loop of the happenings around town, well, consider subscribing to our podcast and leaving us a rating so that other people can find us. Thanks for listening. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again soon.